This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5. It says there, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." End of quote. What was the last time you figured out you can't do it? Maybe it was something beyond your ability. Maybe circumstances block you from doing something you want to do. Maybe your health or finance situation hindered you. However, do you know your inability is not a surprise to God? He knows fully well that you can't do it. That is why Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." The recent pandemic called COVID-19 shed the light on this truth. Apart from Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. Without Jesus in your life, you can do nothing. When bad things hit your life, and you know that it hits often in people's lives, where do you turn for help? In Philippians 4:13, Paul wrote from his own life experience. He said, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." End of quote. The same truth was echoed. It was said by many true Christians throughout the century. The strength to face adversities does not come from you. The courage to face death does not come from you. It does not come from your friends or family. Wealth, education, and fame won't give it. The strength to face adversities and calamities come from Jesus Christ, who gives you the needed grace and strength when you need it. Beloved, at least these days, when the whole world is under the grip of fear, we need to learn one of the basic lessons of life. However strong, intelligent, and able people may think they are, the truth is they cannot even withstand a small virus. Didn't we learn this truth these days? Oh, the inadequacies of men apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." People are inadequate and powerless apart from Jesus Christ. The source of real strength, hope, help, deliverance is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the whole world. I heard Charles Stanley, one of the well-known Bible teachers of our time, saying this: "Whatever you are going to accomplish, you would accomplish on your knees." His mother taught him this lesson from his very early childhood. I believe for a child of God, it is 100% true. You will accomplish things in your life only by prayer on your knees to God. Beloved, for some people, admitting their insufficiencies and weakness is a pride issue. But the Bible says God opposes a proud person. You accept the inadequacies and your weakness and show your dependence on God when you kneel in front of Him in prayer. You see, He already knows you are inadequate for the task. However, what makes you adequate for the task ahead of you is your dependence on Jesus Christ. When you admit you are inadequate and weak, God feels His marvelous grace inside you. Paul felt so weak and discouraged. He even prayed 3 times. Remember what Jesus said to him. Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." End of quote. You see, the power of Jesus becomes perfect for you in your weakness, in your inadequacies. His grace, when He fills in you, you become perfect in divine strength and power. In short, He enables you to do the things that you can't do it by yourself. His powerful grace does it through you when you admit your weakness and inadequacies to Him. Beloved, Bible says when people were still powerless, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He died for the ungodly. Romans 5:6. You see, weak as humanity is, God revealed His power of grace to save us in and through the sacrificial death of His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, our powerlessness was the divine opportunity for God to use the power of His grace. God's power of grace is still available for those who see themselves are inadequate for the task, and those who depend on Him, call upon Him for help. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know apart from Jesus Christ, your Son, I can do nothing. Also, I know I can do everything through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. I need Jesus in my life. I accept my weaknesses and inadequacies, and I look to you, Lord, and I pray for your help and deliverance. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins, and his divine blood can wash away my sins and make me pure again. Please save me now and bless me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.